The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy. And this is the AA meeting.
Episode 21.
Episode 21.
21.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Also,
you're yelling.
A drunk episode.
We've had a couple of drinks.
Upon your request.
Yeah, the drunk episode was
popular
requested.
Demand.
Yes.
Highly popular.
And all we do is deliver, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All we do is give.
All we do is give. Christmas is the giving season, guys. And it's Christmas all year round here on the AM.
Exactly
meeting.
Right.
To address the elephant in the room, Amy. No.
What the?
I'm kidding. I heard that didn't sound mean. To address the elephant in the room. Mm.
Things look a little different. If you're looking on, if you're watching on.
Shit! Surely not! Oh no!
Alrighty, so Abby's just had a costume change.
We're back. We're ready for the second act.
If you are listening,
oh, my
not
pillow.
Watching.
It's just.
Oh no.
I won't have a pillow for today's episode. Okay.
Okay, if you're listening, not watching, and you're not sure what just happened, Abby just spilled her drink all over herself, all over the wall, all
okay,
over
the
Okay,
so, no, let me explain. So, obviously this is an episode that's been heavily requested, right? A drinking episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll be honest, I don't think that I'm a clumsy drunk.
Mm.
I think that I'm the kind of drunk that, like, makes not bad decisions. What am I trying to say? Impulsive drunk.
Impulsive
right?
drunk. That's a good
But I'm not a clumsy drunk, okay? Mm. And I don't know what happened. And I'm not like, never mind. I'm not going to say what it is. But like, it just slipped out of my hand. But thank God it didn't go on the mic or any of our audio
yeah,
equipment.
Yeah, you did save it.
Yeah, yeah. I decided to just yeet it onto the new couch and the new cushion and the new wall of the new place.
So as I was trying to say, if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening, I'll explain it to you. We have a new setup this week for episode 21 and our second season.
Yeah, and also just a little segue to the right, maybe a bit left, actually, far left of center. I've now transferred my drink into my keep cup, my
yeah,
coffee
with a lid.
Cup. With a sippy cup lid, but this is my morning coffee cup.
Oh, you'll get a bit of an extra kick
so tomorrow morning... Vodka coffee. Espresso martinis.
Oh
anyway, continue.
I'm not sure where I was at.
New
to,
place.
But, oh, yeah. We were also supposed to have some extra stuff in yes. this setup that's not quite here yet. But we thought instead of pushing the episode back another week, we'd just get on with it.
Yeah, we just pack it up, pack it in.
Yeah, so it will get even better. I know what you're thinking. It can't get better than this. It will.
Yeah.
It freaking will.
It will and it does.
And it will and it does.
It will and it does. If there's a will, there's a way and it does.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, we're actually in a new house today. Oh, wait, we haven't rolled the intro or anything. Should we do that first?
Oh, yeah, maybe let's roll the intro.
Okay, let's roll the intro and
let's
then we'll get into
roll
the
roll
the intro!
Oh, my goodness.
You! Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go!
Anyway, so as I was saying, we're actually in a new house today, which wasn't on the original plan when we said that we were taking a week off to organise things. Are you okay over there? That was a loud gulp. I heard
it's
that
It's very strong. I think the vodka... Okay, sorry to keep interrupting,
no,
but what I'm drinking this episode... Okay, so to like kind of side story what you're saying, we've moved house.
Mm.
Thank fuck. Thank God. Mm-hmm. If there's a God, if there's a law, like anyone upstairs, thank you, right?
Thank you.
But because we've moved house, I have been eating down my food and my drink. Like there's like I don't have any food or drink really.
No, I haven't moved any of mine over yet. So I've got nothing in the house.
I've been eating down for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything. So at the moment what I'm drinking is vodka and boiling water and an East. I've got two now, apparently. And a melted Easter egg.
That's
my mixer. So that's why I just made that face and that gulp as I was drinking that, because it just tastes like straight vodka with hot, watered down chocolate.
That's disgusting. Well, anyway. I'm drinking a cider, so. Anyway, I'm having much more fun over
here. We can't all live the high life.
Anyway, as I was saying, we've moved house. Mm-hmm. We didn't mean to. Well, we did mean to, but I just mean that we didn't think that that was going to happen for this episode. But here we are in a new house. You should see it's the shitstorm right? behind the camera right now.
Oh, God.
Nothing's been unpacked, but that's all right.
I can't see the kitchen.
No.
It's just boxes.
Ah, what can you do?
What can you do? Anyway, should we move house?
Mm.
Because, sorry, I'm eating right now. That's why I sound like that.
It's also 9:30 at night, guys. It's bedtime.
Well, generally, we film the podcast mornings.
Yeah.
Morning, lunch, brunch. Brunch podcast.
Brunch podcast.
You know? But we did not think it was appropriate to heavily drink for brunch.
No.
So we decided to drink for the night, obviously. But right after this, we're just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'll probably have a shower and go straight to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Best sleep ever, right?
Yeah.
A little nightcap. Anyway, why did I start saying that? What were we just talking about?
We're talking about why we moved to moved houses.
Oh, I don't know how then that came up. But
me neither.
But anyway, our old house. Okay, if you've been with us for a little bit of time now, I'm just smiling because I just had this weird moment. I just like looked at you and I was like, oh my God. And I felt really professional because I looked over and I was in a couch and I was using my hands as a hand gesture. And you were like smiling at me and there was like a pop filter in front of you.
How nice. Pop filter.
Poppy's on my filter.
Who's Poppy and why is she on my filter?
Why is she filtering my granddad named Pop?
What? What is going on? Okay, We've been recording for 10 minutes and I don't know what
this is. Yeah, I know, I've had an outfit change.
If this is someone's first episode listening, I'm so they're gonna sorry. Be like
also, yes,
don't listen to a different one.
I'm wearing a sweatsuit right now. Like, okay, after I spilt the vodka hot Easter egg drink, I was like, I'm not wearing something cute. I'm going back into my sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've moved house. And if you've been listening to us for a while, you will know the shitstorm that our old house was, right?
Yeah, it was just falling apart. Like, and you know what? I lived there for 3 years. Abby was two.
This was your fourth year. That was my third year.
Yeah, right. Well, they're even longer than I thought. And it was a great house for the time being, but it was an old house and there was a lot of issues. And we have some stories from that house.
A lot of issues is an understatement.
There was a full cockroach infestation once. The reason we moved is because
it was for six months we lived with and didn't even bat an eyelid about the cockroach infestation.
Yeah.
We would come home. I would open the door and walk in after work and be like, hey, Amy, hey, Yaz, hi, cockroaches. like it was a part of our
disgusting.
Life.
Yeah.
We didn't even care. We didn't even try to kill them.
Well, you couldn't by that point. Actually, no, we did. Remember we set some bombs off?
Yeah, they were just attracted some more.
Yeah, they were the German cockroaches. So apparently the bombs actually just make them excited and come out of
there. Yeah, they breed. Yeah. Make some a mating season.
Yeah, what, get some shishon. Frisky.
But that house was intense.
Yeah. Oh, what happened there? You know what? I feel like we grew a lot in that house.
I feel like a lot of stuff grew with us.
Yeah. Mold included.
Mold.
There was a big mold problem, which is a big part of the reason why we moved out.
Yeah. But
anyway, the house is gone.
And we will no longer be having old mate Martin as our landlord.
I can't say his name.
We've said his name like 12 times. We've also said his wife's name, Lynn.
You know what? They were nice people.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I don't know where I was agreeing with you and I thought you were going to continue.
And then it just
And then I was just aggressive because I was like, lovely. And then we just looked at each other. Oh, God. Anyway, no, so we're in a new house and it's been a couple of nights.
Yeah.
Not even three nights, right?
Yeah. Moving's tough, guys. If you've moved, you know. I'm tired.
And, like, I thought moving was going to be okay because from personal experience, like, I've moved a lot in Sydney from when I was younger. But I've only ever moved my own crap, which is, like, the biggest thing I've had to move is, like, my bed frame or my mattress.
When
or
you're
something.
Just moving your own room.
Like, yeah, and so I didn't think it was going to be this much of a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, we have to move a fucking washing machine and a dryer. Yeah. Like, that, I mean, you just don't think of those things when you're moving. And then even just packing away the kitchen stuff, like the appliances, the utilities, whatever they're called, utensils, that's what I meant to say. But, like, that was a lot of work.
There's still stuff at the house. We're not fully out of there yet. Like, we don't have to be out for another week or something.
Yeah, so we're currently kings of two castles right now.
Yes, we are. Anyway, I feel like we've talked about this new house for like...
Yeah, me too.
...an hour.
Anyway, so we're in a new space. We've got new feng shui.
Yeah.
We're really vibing it. We've got a new setup.
Which will get even better.
Yeah, we've got more stuff coming for this setup, which we're really excited for, and you guys should be too. And we also have some really cool things happening for season two. Have we said season two yet?
I did, but we didn't really elaborate on it.
Okay. Season two!
We're considering this season two.
Okay, this is season two. Full upgrade. We're on top of the mountain for season two.
Things are professional now. We're not just on that crappy couch anymore. We're here and we're killing
it. Your phone is going off over there.
What's going on? So also while we were away, it was Easter, the Easter break.
Yeah, yes, that's why there's an half-eaten Easter egg on my arm of the chair. It's
disgusting. I went away with my boyfriend's family for a week, which was lovely.
Wow.
There was no phone reception, so it was so nice to just, like, sit on the beach and not worry about anyone, you know, except that was when we found out that we got approved for this house. So I was, like, a little bit, like, there was, like, simmering stress the whole time because I knew that I was coming back to an absolute crap storm.
Yeah, and then from this end of the simmering stress was, like, full boiling, the pot lid is flying off kind of stress because simmering stress over here couldn't reply to anything that we were trying to do because she didn't have service and wasn't on her phone.
And half the time I would get your messages, I would reply and I thought I'd reply, but it wouldn't send.
Didn't come through. And then, so then we'd be left on red.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
Amy's left me on red.
No, I was replying.
Did she not want to move? Blah, blah, blah. But you had a nice Easter.
I had a lovely
Easter. Where were you again?
Lake Tabari.
Right.
It's like down.
Did you take any photos? I haven't seen any photos.
Oh, I have some I can show you, but not of like.
Was it like pretty? Or was it like a campsite?
No, well, we were staying in the campsite, but it's on like the lake, so Lake Tabari. But then that, it's like the part of the lake that flows out onto the beach. So it's like saltwater lake. Yeah, yeah. So we were camping on the beach.
Yeah.
But the part where the lake comes into the land. Yeah, it was beautiful.
That's good.
Yeah. So what did you do for Easter other than stress?
That was a really weird giggle. Oh, you're right?
Yeah.
Oh, your little spilly over there.
No, my phone's going.
Oh, I was going to say, ha ha ha, you spilled too. Obviously not as bad as me. So Yasmin, our other housemate, and myself, we had a little Easter together, basically just did our own little Easter egg hunt.
Very sweet.
The Easter bunny came and, had pancakes, just hung out. And I actually just, like, worked the whole weekend pretty much, getting that, like, public holiday rate.
That is the way.
Yes, especially when we're paying rent for two places at the moment. Yes. So it was nice that the check came in and immediately out.
Yeah.
But, along with Easter, last weekend, what happened this weekend?
We had our friend Ella's 20th birthday.
Yes.
Got rowdy, rowdy.
Rowdy, rowdy is an understatement.
Yeah.
So the clubs and the dance floors and everything are open back up in Sydney.
Woo! Thanks, Gladys.
Thanks, Gladys. What's her real name? Is it Gladys?
Berejiklian, yeah.
Imagine naming your child Gladys. Are they Roman?
Gladys is, like, it was pretty popular, wasn't it, with, like, I'm pretty sure my great-grandmother's name was Gladys. I think it was, like, kind of normal around that age. It's just an old name. It's, like, if
your great-grandmother.
Yeah.
But Gladys isn't, like, 120 years old.
No, I know. But that's what I mean. Like, it would be, like, now if you called your son David. Like, it was a popular name. is both of our dads' names.
Yeah, that's why I giggle, because my dad and Amy's dad is called David.
But, like, you wouldn't call your kid David now, you know?
No, some do.
All right, well, let me think of a different one. What's an old lady name?
Audrey.
I know an Audrey.
That's my grandma.
And several Audreys.
Anyway, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
But Gladys just reminds me of Gladiator. That's why I would think that it's like that. Anyway, so all the dance floors are open back up. So you best believe that for our friend Ella's birthday, we had this really cute, like, picnic drinking game carnival thing. And then went out from there. And it was a really, really fun time. And actually, Amy left before this happened. So this is the first time that you're going to be hearing this, because I didn't want to tell you until now. I wanted your genuine, honest reaction to this story.
Lay it on me.
So we're in the club, having a great time, having a boogie, having a drink. Life's good. DJ's playing some bangers, right? I get this, like, tap on my shoulder, and I just thought it was someone just, like, I don't know, walking past or, like, accidentally hitting me when they're dancing. And no, then it just kept getting more intense, turning into, like, somewhat of, like, a punchy kind of a thing. And I was like, God, what the frick is happening? And so I turn around, and this chick is like, okay, before I say it, you know how you have had experiences.
I knew this is where this was going. Yeah.
You've had experiences where you've been recognized from the podcast in public, okay? And every single time you tell me about these experiences, I'm never with you when this happens.
No, we're always
and
separated.
And I've always say to you, oh, I wish I was there, like, because I've never been recognized. And it sounds like a shallow thing, like, I want to be famous and I want to be recognized. No, I just want to, it's just so cool to see and meet the people who, like, support you and actually, like, listen to you and all that kind of stuff and, like, follow you and stuff like that. And so I just really wanted to, for so long, this entire time, just want to meet one of you guys, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, so
finally happened.
Yes.
Wow, I'm so excited for you.
So these two, like, lovely girls, Sophia and Fiona. I'm pretty sure it was Sophia and Fiona. Hello. I'm really sorry if I mixed up the names or got it wrong. The music was very loud in the club, and we were near the DJ, like, right at the front, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have it any other way. But basically they were like, oh my gosh, like, I know you. And I thought maybe from, like, maybe uni or, like, I don't know, some kind of dance thing. And I was like, okay. Like, and they were like, Abby, you're Abby, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm Abby. What do you mean? And our friends were with us, and Ella, who's the birthday girl, was like, who are you? What's going on? And then I was like, what's your name? And I'm pretty sure she said Sophia, and the other girl was named Fiona. And yeah, they were like, oh my gosh, I know you from TikTok. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? And she was like, yeah, you have a podcast. Like, I watch your podcast, blah, blah, blah.
That's so sweet. How cool. And that's so nice about it.
It's so nice. And it was at a stage where it was like 2 a.m. in the club. And I was like, we were like dropping. I was like six-stepping on the floor. I was doing like break dance moves on the floor, like, as a joke. But, like, it was at that stage where everyone's kind of like, like, mean, you know when people get mean to each other kind of at that stage? They're like, don't bump into me. But no, they were so lovely, and I like wanted to hang out with them. But, you know, we were with, like, our friends for her birthday. But that was really, really cool.
Isn't it? It's just so weird that, like, I just find it so bizarre that people know so much about our life. You know, like, I know we put it all on the internet, but, like, I just find it crazy when someone, like, we meet some, or, like, someone will come up to me and be like, oh, you're the girl from TikTok. Like, you said this thing about your life once, and, like, they remember things. And I'm like, my God, I don't even know your name.
Well, yeah, it's just weird to think that they know so much about you.
Yeah.
But you know nothing about them.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it's just a weird concept to put your head around, because obviously, like you just said, we put it all out there. Not all of it.
No.
Keep our little skeletons in the closet.
Yes.
Yes. But, like, yeah, it's weird to think that, well, it's just nice to know that, like, there's people who support us.
Yeah. I agree. Anyway, let's move on from that. Thank you, Sophia and Fiona.
Thank you so much. And then to everyone else who, like, if you ever recognize us or see us in public, please come up to us and say hello and, you know, hang out with us because it's really nice to meet you guys. And, yeah.
I agree. Anyway, that's that.
That's that.
We're going to the Gold Coast this weekend.
We're going
to Queensland. It's so exciting.
Why are we going to Queensland?
Because it's Abby's birthday.
My birthday! Okay, so it's April.
Yes.
Which means it's Abby month.
Yes, correct.
So, like we've said before previously in some episodes, last year was my 21st and we did the at-home pub crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great 21st. But it was right in the beginning of COVID where if we had one person over to the house, they could get an $1,100 fine.
Mm.
So I spent my birthday on Zoom pretty much, which was like a really, it's a memorable birthday, obviously.
Yeah.
But like not what I had planned my entire life for my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
So this year we are treating it as my 21st birthday.
Uh-huh. 21st round two.
Yeah. 21 plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm really grateful that most of my friends are able to come with me up to the Gold Coast and we're going to have a big, excuse my language, fuck off party up on the Gold Coast with my family, with my other friends, like with everyone up there. And it's just going to be all I want is like all the people I love under one roof.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen with the exception of a few people, like, unfortunately, my sister and her boyfriend can't come, but I will celebrate with them, like, after, later. Obviously. But, like, I'm just so excited to have everyone together. That's all I ever want is everyone I love together.
So excited.
Is that the best birthday gift ever?
It is. And we're going to have a lot of stories for you next week.
Yes. So, and so because we're going to the Gold Coast, obviously, we have to go to Betty.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know how that goes next week. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I think we should move on from that so that we leave an air of mystery.
Yeah, a little bit of mystery. Sprinkle some mystery on that.
All right. So, while Abby's setting up,
you sound like a bloody old man over there.
We're going to play a game because we love playing games. This is...
I'm struggling setting this up.
Oh, no. I don't know what the game's called, but I'll just explain it to you. So, we're going to call one of our nearest and dearest.
Name it what you want.
Calling people, but they don't know what the heck's going on, and neither do we game. With a drink.
With a drink. That was a Shackers. What do you mean? That was...
sorry. So, we're going to call one of our nearest and dearest with one person will have noise-canceling headphones on.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep explaining. I'm going to go get a dongle.
Okay, have a good time.
That sounds... Wait, can you explain what a dongle
is? A dongle is a little attachment for an iPhone. It's not a naughty part. Anyway.
Are you sure?
So we're going to call one of our nearest and dearest. One person will have noise-canceling headphones on. The other person will be holding the phone so they can hear what the person on the phone is saying. The other person can't. The person who can hear what's going on is going to prompt the person with the headphones on what they should be saying, but they don't know what's going on.
My Easter egg fell over. The person with the headphones... Sorry to interrupt.
That's right.
The person with the headphones on can't hear anything that the person that they're talking to on the phone is saying.
Mm.
And so, for example, if I've got the headphones on and Amy's holding the phone in front of me, she can hear what one of our nearest and dearest is saying, but I cannot. And she's going to try and tell me what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a really weird conversation. Also, the person on the other end, the receiving end of the phone call, no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's do it. Ready? Okay. I think that's a yes. So first up, we're calling...
I can't hear anything.
First up, we're calling our friend Ella, whose birthday it was.
Do I know who we're calling?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? We're just calling a random number.
No, I know.
Alrighty.
You
tell me what to say. Hi.
Hello, what doing?
No, I'm not bad.
That's good then.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's good.
Ha ha! How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Good, good. What did you do today?
I was at uni from 10 till 8:30.
Very nice. Are you a bit tired?
Mm-hmm. And I handed in my assessment, and now I'm just sitting at home with a candle watching Dawson's Creek.
Wow.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm just having a drink.
Are you filming for the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking mind reader.
Wow. Anyway.
Something else while you're
this
doing
has
this?
Been fun.
Yes, very much so.
I'll see you in the holidays. In the sleep. Wait, I'm gonna go to bed now.
Okay, sweet dreams.
Good night.
Night night.
I'm out. Amy,
oh my god, that was
you, Gaga.
So nice, and you're there like, anyway.
Was I yelling as well?
That was so funny.
Oh no.
All right, do you want to call the next person? I'll put the headphones in. Fuck, that was so funny.
Okay, so now Amy's in the hot seat. How you doing, Ames? Oh, she's got the shoulder shimmying happening. All right, so we're going to call Ladlo, who's our friend Lachlan from the Goldie, from the Gold Coast, and we're just gonna have a little fat chat to him. Alrighty. Amy doesn't know that we're calling loud though, so let's see what happens.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
No.
What?
Nothing. What did you do today?
You know, just work. You know how it is.
Get the money.
Are you drinking right now?
What? You're red.
You do a specific voice when you're drinking.
I'm drinking.
I can tell.
Are you drinking?
On a Monday night. No.
Monday. We're going up.
Is Monday the new Friday night?
Yes, yes.
Must be a Sydney thing. So what are you doing?
To who?
What?
He's trying to FaceTime.
Immediately. Hello.
Do you want to come to Sydney?
No.
Why?
Because Sydney's shit, though.
You're shit.
Also true.
Yeah. Oath.
Are you going on someone's facial expression?
Anyway, bye.
Son of a... He FaceTimed him halfway through.
Okay, next up we're calling Abby's dad.
Hi.
Hello, girls.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What are you up to?
What'd you do today?
You're having Gouda.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, have you done your podcast?
Are you here right now?
What?
I don't know.
Are you all right, Abs?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you do today?
Do you know who this is?
That's nice.
Abby.
Yeah.
Abby, do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
Sure?
You're my dad.
That's it. So you.
But what did you do today?
So how's it going? You ready to come home, you girls?
Yeah, very tired.
Yeah, looking forward to having you home.
Dad?
Yeah. Yes, darling?
Is that my dad?
What are you doing?
Just having fun.
I think there's a bit of a delayed response here.
I'm in there.
So what would you like to talk about?
Anyway, it's raining. Gotta go.
Okay. Good night.
Bye. Good Bye. Night. Love you.
I love you, darling.
Oh, Amy, my God. Was that my fucking dad?
Yeah, you need to send him a message because I think he thinks that you're actually not okay.
All right. This next one's our really good friend, Kirby, who's literally a ray of sunshine as a person.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You?
Good. What are you guys doing?
Oh, just swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah. It's a bit cold. It's a bit cold.
And chilly?
Yeah, it's really chilly. My teeth are chattering.
A bit brisk, you reckon?
Yes. Well, what about you?
Huh?
What about you?
Oh, can't say. Are you swimming? But just cruising, I guess.
Do you like to swim?
Oh, I love a little dip here and there.
Oh, splash, splash. What did you do today?
What?
What did you do today?
Oh, I don't know. Not a whole lot.
Oh, nice.
Just the usual.
Ah, very nice.
What did you guys do?
I swam
all deep day.
All day.
Bloody hell, you must be tired.
Sticky fingers, I got.
Bit of seaweed, you reckon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are a bit slimy, but sticky.
I am. A jellyfish.
I'd say you're a bit firmer than a jellyfish.
Oh. Oh, yeah, oh.
Got some muscles.
Oh, wow.
On
you. I'm big and strong.
Very big and strong. Be like strong Amy.
My mum said, I'm just little, but I'm big and strong.
Little girl, big heart.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Are you excited for the Gold Coast?
Yes, very excited. Are you excited?
Yeah. Big drinks, lots of them. What are you going to do with your hair?
Ooh,
I don't know either. Cool.
Maybe we should chop it.
Chop, 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 chop.
Yep,
chop, chop. Are you going to get a fringe?
Yeah,
yeah, nice.
Curtain bangs.
I might get one too.
Ooh, we could be matchy.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cute. Uh-huh. I'd like that.
So, how are you really?
How are you really? Is the real question.
I'm okay.
Okay, we're kicking on.
I slipped over.
Did ya? And all that seaweed you were slippering.
I hurt my bottom.
In with your sticky fingers.
My bum bum.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. No.
Anyway, this has been fun.
Pardon?
We should do it again. It's been fun.
Good chat. It has been fun.
We should do it again. Always. We should do it again.
Oh. Yeah, I'd be keen.
Do you want to go? Tomorrow.
For a chat?
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, bye.
Perfect. Okay, bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That went for 5 minutes.
Okay, so we've got the last caller now. This is our dearest Yasmin, who we've spoken about a lot on this podcast. Here goes it.
I spilt my drink 3 times. Have you spilt?
No.
Hello.
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 Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm driving home. I'm like almost home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How was WOG?
How's what?
Work.
Work was good. How's you?
I'm sad.
You're sad?
Yeah.
Why are you sad?
I spilled my drink.
That's a free drink.
That's a free drink.
A free drink. That's okay. You can just wipe it up and pour another one.
I'm tired.
You're tired? What? Maybe you need a nap, Abby.
I take a nap.
Yeah, maybe you need a nap.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I'm at showbiz. And then we're getting our nails done, remember?
Oh, okay.
You good, babes?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah! Tired when I see you.
What? You're tired yes. when you see me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
What was that?
It's so funny because she knows that we're drinking for this episode, so I think she thinks that you're just blasted.
Oh, no. Who's that?
Yasmin.
Oh, no. Okay, so... as I do always,
mm-hmm.
scrolling on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The be all and end all. It's my Bible, mm-hmm. right? And I find that within a TikTok, if I'm not entertained by the first, honestly, 1 to 3 seconds, mm-hmm. I will continue scrolling.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. Mm-hmm. And that has now... unfortunately, I guess, transferred into other areas of my life,
mm.
okay? And I have always thought of myself as someone with a shorter attention span,
mm.
just as it is, like, growing up. If I'm not interested in something, then, like, I'm not going to listen.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to be eager to learn more about it.
Yeah.
Which is probably, like, most people can agree to that. Mm. But I have now found that now even, like, music, for mm. example, like, a song that I love and, like, mm. I... hold, I don't know, dearly to my heart, I will find myself 30 seconds in, like, reaching for my phone to click next.
Mm.
And it's not because I've played it too many times, but it's because I've, like, I know the outcome of it and I'm bored with it. And I'm like, yeah. next. And that's why I think I actually haven't watched any movies, any TV shows as of recently, because mm. I will start to watch it and not finish it because my attention span is getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Mm. Even though, because I heard someone else talking about this recently, and I think it might not even be your attention span. It could just be like, because everything is at our fingertips now with like the internet and whatever.
Yeah, I want the answer now.
Yeah, like maybe it's just like your patience is like thin. Like, because even I find myself, if my internet's slow and it doesn't load within 5 seconds, I'll literally leave the app and go do something else.
Yeah, me too.
Like, if something doesn't work, then I'm like, I'll stuff it and I forget about it.
That's what it is. It's the patience.
Yeah. And I think it's literally just because we have the internet and social media and whatever, and so everything just, like, works straight away and you can find the answer to something straight away, you know? Yeah. So now that anytime something like that doesn't happen, we're like, oh, stuff it.
No, but, yeah, I completely agree. But I've noticed myself, like, literally within the past, like, 2 weeks, it'd be really, really bad. Like, I'm in the car and I'm driving to work and a song's playing and I'll, the first, like, chorus, I'll be like, yeah, like, singing the song. And then by the time it gets to the next, I'm like, next song.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to listen to it anymore. Like, I'm over it.
Mm.
And I don't know. I just, I don't know how to fix it.
Mm.
Not that it's, like, a big problem, but I just, like, thought that it was an important thing to talk about because... Yeah.
Well, most people can probably relate.
Yeah. Can you relate?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the things loading, I don't skip songs and stuff, but, like, I do definitely have a thinner patience, I think, due to the fact that we are used to having fast Wi-Fi, you know?
Yeah. Even though our Wi-Fi is shit.
Our Wi-Fi is shit, but, like, 3G and stuff.
4G, yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, a good point.
Yeah.
You've made there. You've opened a can of worms.
Yeah, I just...
We're going to leave them crawling around.
Just came to me.
Mm.
I was imagining it.
Mm.
Speaking of, okay, uh-huh. another thing.
Uh-huh.
When you imagine something,
mm.
yep. For example, basketball.
Mm-hmm.
A basketball pops into your head, right?
Actually, a basketball hoop did, but yeah,
go on. But you saw something in your head.
Mm.
How do you see that?
Oh, is this the thing about how apparently some people
seeing that?
Some people can't see images?
No, it's just more of like a, you can see it, but not with your eyes. How do you see
it
that?
It is weird, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And it's really weird. It's like one of those rabbit holes where you're like, how did the world begin? And like, you think, and then you start thinking about all the planets and the universes and blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? You just go into this big dark hole. Same thing with that, I feel. You can imagine a basketball in your head, right? But you're not seeing it with your eyes. How are you seeing that?
That's a good point. I feel like every basketball that I imagine right now, is from my memory. So just then I thought about a picture of a basketball sitting on like a blue wall, which must have been like a picture on the internet or a TV or something. And then I thought about today when our basketball was sitting in one of the pigeonholes. So I think that I just pulled up two different memories.
You know what's funny is when I said basketball to you, I thought about an animated version of a basketball going bounce and freeze.
Yeah, so that's probably a memory.
Yeah.
Of something.
Must be from memory.
It is strange though, isn't it? Like,
but like if I think about it too much, like if I'm really thinking right now about seeing a basketball.
Yeah, then it's gone. Or is that not you?
No, well, it is gone now. But like, how am I seeing that? Like, I can really be like, I'm looking, I can see a basketball. And right now the basketball is going bouncy, bouncy, bounce. Mm-hmm. How are you seeing that? What in your brain is making you see that? And like,
I don't know, bro.
Because I can see it with my eyes. Too hard to think about.
It's, I don't know, the brain is just nuts, isn't it? Like,
have you seen the movie Lucy?
Yes. And yes. I think about it all the time.
I think about it so much too.
Okay. I have a theory.
Okay, go.
Based around the movie Lucy.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it.
Lucy Goosey.
If you haven't seen it, Scarlett Johansson plays the lead. And basically she is used as like a human suitcase for these drugs. And they smuggle these drugs overseas by like shipping her overseas. And they've like put these drugs inside of her. And they're these really crazy.
These drugs like make you able to access like 100% of your brain.
So apparently humans only use 10% of their brain.
Yeah, we can only access like 10% depending on the human, but like 10%. I feel like Elon Musk, maybe 12%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's doing quite well.
Yeah, he's a little bit ahead of all of us. Maybe Abby, me?
Yeah.
9.
You know, it differs from person to person.
It depends on who you are and what you stand for and who you become. But you know,
yeah, so some of the drug leaks 9 into to 12%. Her system. Yeah. Some of the drug leaks into Scarlett Johansson's system and she unlocks more parts of her brain. And then at the end of the movie is when she's hit 100% and she's just this
of
crazy.
Of her full brain's capacity. Yeah.
And this is my theory based around that. You know deja vu?
Yeah.
So this is my theory around deja vu.
You said David Vu and I was like, yeah, I know him. I was like, no, I don't. Wait, no, deja vu.
Deja vu. My theory is because I get it all the time, right?
I get it a lot too.
So my theory is that your brain actually knows everything that's going to happen, right? In your whole life. Right. But because we only use 10% of it, the rest of your life is locked away somewhere in that 90%. And every now and then, a little bit of that leaks through to the 10% and you like dream that. You know what I mean? Which would make sense as to why like clairvoyants and stuff can see it too. Because like, and even if like if you believe that every decision you make changes your path or whatever, then maybe like you have 7,000 paths that are already laid out, but like some part of your brain can unlock. You know what? You know what I'm trying to say.
I do know what you're trying to say, and that's really interesting.
I thought about that after I watched the movie Lucy. I was like, maybe that's deja vu. Like, so maybe we already know.
Do you imagine you're in your brain? There's like, okay, this is how I imagine my brain, so I'm trying to, like, put what you're saying into what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever I think about, like, people's paths and their journeys and whatever they're like, I think of it as one really long hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, you're walking down the hallway, and to your left and your right, there's millions and millions of doors, okay? Mm-hmm. Some of these doors are wide open. Mm-hmm. And you get to go in, you get to stroll around, get to see what's in there. Maybe there's nothing in there. Maybe there's a field of daisies. You never know. Some of these doors are fully locked. You can never get in them. Some of them are kind of half open, half locked. You need like a little bit of force to get into them. That's how I see life. And so some doors, they're not for you, right? And then some doors are made for you. And some doors, you either are going to push really hard to get through that door, or you're going to try and push and give up. Like, that's how I see it. Well, so with what you're saying, I'm thinking that like, 10% of those doors are either open or somewhat ajarred, and the rest of them you can't access. But every now and again, they let you access one of these top secret doors.
Yeah, so, so that you 90% of the doors. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And then deja vu. Oh, well, it would more be that, like, your brain knows what's behind every single door.
Yeah.
And deja vu is, like, every now and then it gives you a glimpse at a door that's 10 doors up, but you haven't reached it yet.
Right. You know but you mean? Will reach it. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Unless the deja vu doesn't happen. You know? Right. But, like, I feel like when I have deja vu, that's the only explanation I can come up with. Because it's so just
with,
a mind.
With deja vu,
thing.
Do you feel that, like, you're in this position and you're saying, I've been here before? Or do you feel that, like, this is familiar and I don't know how I know it?
No, I've never had the I've been here before, I've lived this before. I usually have a dream. Where I say I dream that I see a green car. That one's actually happened to me before. I've, like, dreamt that I've been sitting at the lights and I've seen a green car pull up. And then a week later, I will be sitting at the lights and a green car will pull up. But I know that I dreamt it. I know I haven't actually lived it before.
Oh, so you know it's an actual dream.
Well, like, I'll just remember. When I see it, I go, oh, my gosh, I had a dream about this. And that's deja vu for me.
Well, deja vu for me is I've done and said or been in the exact same position that I have been previously.
That's weird.
So, like, for example, you're sitting there scratching your left ear and you are tilting to the left and you go, that's weird. In, like, 2 weeks, you will do the same thing and we'll be in the same situation, and that will be my deja vu going, oh, my God, like, whatever just happened then has happened before, and it generally has happened before. Sometimes I can't pinpoint it, but, like, that's how my deja vu works.
Okay, well, then our deja vu theories are very different and my theory doesn't work for your...
But you know what? That's okay. Deja vu. Because not everything was made for everyone, you know?
That's inspirational.
Yeah. That's okay. Probably the most broad thing I've ever seen in my entire life. That's broader than my shoulders.
You're like, well, yeah, well, everyone has a name, and I guess.
Did you hear what I just said?
It's broader than my shoulders.
But it's true. Not everything... is made for everyone. Mm. So your theory makes sense, but unfortunately I don't fit that theory.
Mm.
But you do.
Anyway, let's move on.
With that being said, differences, you don't know about this. This is a topic that I wanted to discuss with your blindness, let's say. So I feel like everyone in the world is either a first name person or a first name, last name person. Okay. So that pretty much means when you are talked about or talked to, you are only called your first name, or you're only ever called your first name, last name. Like, you're never a mixture of the two. Okay. For example, you're Amy. Like, no offense, no one ever says Amy Blanc.
No, never.
Or Amy Blank, or whatever you want to call your last name. It's Blanc. But no one ever says Amy Blanc. You're Amy. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Your whole life have you been Amy?
Yeah. No, I've never heard anyone call me my
full name. No one's ever called you your full name. Okay? Me, personally, I'm Abby Johnstone. Would you agree?
You are Abby Johnstone.
Yes. And because, I don't know if that's because when I grew up, there was a lot of Abbeys in my other year. And so they had, like, even at school, they had to, like, distinguish the difference between all the Abbeys. So I was always Abby Johnstone, or I was Abby J or Abby Jono or something like that. But I was, I'm first name, last name. Our friend Yasmin, she's Yasmin.
Yeah.
First name.
No one ever calls her.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone on the earth is either first name or first name, last name.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think, isn't that so weird to think about?
I'm like Rihanna. Amy.
Banjo.
I'm like Banjo.
Hello.
Just to explain some things, Abby was wearing noise-canceling headphones. Yasmin is also wearing noise-canceling
headphones. I was going to say, is she wearing the headphones? Yes.
Well, I'm just Amy, so that means that I'm kind of like Beyonce.
Oh.
Or who else is there?
Okay, so you're just going to take the claim of being
Prince.
Beyonce.
I'm Prince.
Charles. Prince Ali.
Prince Philip. Do you hear he died?
Amy.
It's true.
You can't just say, do you hear he died? With a drink in hand, eyebrows raised. Can't say that.
Did you hear that?
I did hear he died.
He was the one that's looked like he was dead for like 20 years. I'm not
wrong. He has really deep set eyes. Yeah. I don't think that helps him.
No. Anyway.
Anyway.
Rest in peace.
So you're calling yourself the Prince Philip of our generation.
Yes, I am.
Well, okay, so you're a one-namer.
Yeah, you're a two-namer.
I'm a two-namer. Who's a two-namer? Shannon Knoll.
Shannon Knoll.
You know, Sean Kingston. Sean Kingston. When you say Shannon Knoll, when you say Shannon, who do you think of?
The trainer from Biggest Loser. Who do you think of?
Shannon Knoll. Because I'm Australian.
Okay. Wait, let's
play this for a bit longer. And I respect my culture and my heritage.
Who do you think of when I say James?
Charles.
Ah.
I'm James Charles.
Who do you think of when I say Ashley?
Tisdale.
So did I.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who do you think of when I say Alexander?
Hamilton.
Oh. Correct answer. Nice. This is a fun game. We should do this the whole podcast.
We should have.
Who do you think of when I say Matt
Lee?
Oh, very good.
Imagine if Matt Lee watched the podcast.
I hope he does. No, I don't.
I hope he doesn't.
No.
Anyway, let's move on now. We're reaching dangerous territory.
Go right along.
Shit, we don't understand. What are you guessing today?
I'm guessing how a printer works.
Yes. Okay, so are you trying to guess when you have the thing that you're printing on your laptop and then you plug it into the printer and then something comes out, how does it get from A to B?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Do you know how that works?
No, I haven't Googled it yet.
How does it go through the cord? Or like, well, no, okay. Not all printers like plug into the computer. So, like, some printers, which is probably most printers in today's age, like, go through Wi-Fi or some shit, which I don't even want to try and guess how that transfers. So, can I guess how the printer gets the signal?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's already gotten the signal. And then it prints it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
There's some kind of, let's say, magnets. It's like an electromagnetic field inside of a printer. And in that electromagnetic field, the magnets in the ink, there's microscopic magnets and they like imprint on the paper and they, yeah, that's all I've got.
Bow, bow.
Guess number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, when the image or whatever you're trying to get printed is sent from the computer or the phone or whatever to the printer, it's sent in a really, 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 really fucking tiny, like, scale image,
mm-hmm.
but it's like this big, like mm-hmm. like smaller than an atom,
mm-hmm.
right? It's literally just in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's so much in the air,
mm-hmm.
like right now, like atoms, electrons, dead skin cells, like all, everything's in the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, and it's just sitting in the air as an image, compressed so tiny. And that it's able to pass through the Wi-Fi. Don't know how that works. But pass through the Wi-Fi or pass through the Bluetooth or pass through the cord. And then it goes into the printer. And then the printer slowly zooms in. And then, like, makes the scale bigger. And then kaplonk prints.
Not quite.
Fuck.
You have one more guess?
Can you give me a hint?
Think less. Say you have a page that says ABC, the printer doesn't read ABC. It doesn't know what it's
printing. Oh, it's coding. Amy just looked down at the phone to read if it was coding or not.
I don't think that's quite what this means, no. But you're on more of the right track now.
Okay, so I type ABC.
Mm-hmm.
The computer reads 1, 2, 3. So the computer has its own language. So you know how, like...
You're onto something about the language business.
Oh, wow. Computers are Spanish. Printers, Espanol.
Not quite.
All right, hit me with it. What is it?
So it says here, in short, printers work by converting digital images and text into physical copies. They do this using a driver or specialized software that has been designed to convert the file into a language that the printer can understand. There's the language thing. This is the big bit. The image or text is then recreated onto the page using a series of minuscule dots. So I think essentially it just sees, there's the white bit and then it just reads where the black bit is and puts dots where there was black on that file.
So I was kind of right. If you merged all my ideas together.
A little bit of each. Yeah. Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's how you cook. A little bit of each.
True.
Wow. We just made a meal.
We did make a meal. And with that, let's make a question of the podcast.
Oh!
Nice.
We just made a segue for a meal.
All right. Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Question today is, what is the worst thing you've ever done while under the influence of alcohol?
Yeah.
One of mine is this podcast episode. Yes, it's just walked through in that towel.
Yasmin's wearing a towel and only a towel.
Have a lovely shower.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Night. I haven't showered. Okay, should I share this?
Go.
I haven't showered since the night out.
That's as in, you've been home, you've had a full day, and then today you've gone to work and you haven't showered since. Abby, what's the worst thing you've ever done while under the influence of alcohol?
Too many to count. Too many things. All right. I can't pinpoint one singular experience.
Mm.
To name a few,
mm.
I've definitely, like, now this is going to sound a bit dramatic, like scaled a building.
Okay.
Just like climbed something that I probably shouldn't have climbed to a height I probably shouldn't have done it. In like a building, like a billboard, like a few of those kind of things. All while wearing a pair of heels.
Love that for you.
Right? I've also fallen down an entire case of stairs. Is it a case of stairs? Staircase. Flight.
A flight of stairs.
Staircase. I've fallen down an entire flight of stairs in the splits.
I was there for that. That was actually the funniest thing I've ever seen.
In the splits, then stood up and there was a secchi right in front of me. Stumbled right to the secchi, looked him dead in the eyes, asked him where, like, the venue we were going to was. He said that the venue that he worked at
was the venue in question.
Was the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Have
we told this story in the podcast before?
I don't think so.
Right.
It's not the best story. No, this is the same night that I got in a fight, right?
The home bar fight,
That home bar fight. And anyway, so then I asked him if this was that venue, home bar. He said, yes, this is home bar. I said, where's the line? And he said, right here, ma'am. And I just stood in line. He should not have let me stand in the line after he watched me fall down an entire flight of stairs.
In the splits.
The bruise I had on my shin was insane. Because I was in the splits, so my back leg was my right leg behind me on the top of the stairs. And it was going gong, 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 gong down all the stairs. That's the so bruise funny. Was insane.
Do you have any more?
I think that's it. What about yourself? What's the worst thing you've done under the influence?
I don't feel like I have that many. Like, I feel like there's a small...
You're perfect.
Voice, yeah, pretty much. There's a voice in my head, even when I'm drunk, that goes, Amy, is this really a good idea? You know what I say to myself?
Oh, that's so nice. I don't have that.
I say to myself...
What do you say?
Would sober Amy be proud of you for this? And if the answer is no, then I don't do it.
How does that come into your head?
Because I'm a genius, I think. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, when I start to drink, sorry to bring it back to me, but when I drink in my brain, I feel like it's that scene in SpongeBob where Patrick's just like, and that's it.
Mm.
Like, you'll say, Abby, wouldn't it be funny if you just like sculled that entire bottle of vodka? I'm like, and then I do it. You know, like, you don't even have to convince me.
Yeah.
So that must be nice. So you have this thing that goes, Amy.
Yeah, is this really a good idea?
Is this,
I have had, like, maybe, I don't know, nothing crazy. I have a few embarrassing, like, vomit stories where, like, I just really should have been smarter. One time I projectile vomited across the yard at a party where I knew about two people and everyone saw. That was really embarrassing. I vomited on my 21st birthday on the boat. Remember that? Into a car. No,
she took a shot, not from a shot glass. It was from a cup. Yeah. We all had shots in a cup. She took a shot. We all took a shot actually at the same time. And we all put our heads down. We were swallowing and we're going, oh, you know, the face you make after the shot. And Amy vomits straight into the cup.
Straight back in my cup. My dad had to throw it overboard for me.
Because we were on a boat. Anyway. That was so... I've never seen a more elegant vomit in my life, if I will say. Well, and it wasn't a vomit. It was like a plop, plop, plop.
Yeah. Well, I was all dressed up. I was like, I'm not ruining my makeup. Not ruining my dress. I just spat it back into
my cup.
Gently. Pretended. Because I didn't think anyone would see either. I was like, oh, no one will see when I do this. I look up everyone's
eyes. Oh, gosh, Amy. Anyway. You're like, it's not my birthday. It's not my 21st. No one's attention's on me. I'm just going to vomit up into this cup.
No one will even know.
You know what I was just thinking? Is because you were like, oh, like generally I don't really do stupid things when I'm... Well, you don't decide to do stupid things when you're drunk.
Mm.
I feel like you do stupid things when you're drunk because either I tell you to do it or I do it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I have a hype woman, then there's that part of my brain that goes, is this a good idea? Is like, no, listen to your friend.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's your friend. She'll take care of you or tell you it's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've done some bad... Oh, that sounds bad. I feel like we've done some bad things. No, we've done some crazy things, but it's because we've been... Oh, you right there?
Sorry, I was just yawning. What time is it? It's like 11 o'clock.
You nana. It's 10:59. It's not even 11 o'clock yet.
Sorry.
No, but I feel like you've done some crazy things because we've either all done them or I've been like, Amy, odds on you doing this. And you're like, I don't even need odds on. I'll just do it, you know?
Yeah. Odds on's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you can't be the one that doesn't do the odds on.
Yeah. You want to make someone do something? Tell them odds on they can't. Yeah. You don't even have to play odds on. Like, they will literally be like, I can, and do it.
Yeah.
To prove you wrong.
Alrighty, I think that's a wrap on episode number 21.
Alrighty, matey.
Woohoo! That's that. And
tip
tops
your mom, that's the one. I got a hair on my boobie. Oh, I got two, apparently. There's one there as well.
Alright, if this was your first episode with us, I encourage you to go listen to a different one as well, because I promise they're not all this snow.
No, screw that. This is season 2.
Yeah, it is.
Season 2. Okay, you know what? This is how we're going to start season 2.
Mm.
Let's hit rock bottom, the only way is up.
Mm-hmm.
Rock bottom, episode 1 of season 2, which is episode 21.
Mm-hmm.
Only way is up from here.
Yeah.
So, we will see you on the next one, ladies and gentlemen.
We will.
Boys and girls. And everyone and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening or for watching. And if it wasn't for you, none of this would be possible.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate you guys supporting us and letting us being able to share our opinions.
Yes.
With you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stay tuned for next week. We have a really, really cool episode next week.
Yeah.
Something a little bit different to this. But still really, really cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back onto this.
Yes.
Hopefully with the other things that we talked about.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because the wall's looking a little bit blank.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. Here, which is in the middle of us and above my head.
Your head, yeah.
Yeah. So look out for that. And we hope to see you on the next one.
Yeah. Go like all the things, subscribe to all the things, rate all the things.
Yeah.
And have a lovely
Please
week.
Get us back into the top 100 of the Apple Podcast.
Comedy list,
please. So that means give us 5-star, give us a rating, give us a review. Do that stuff, please, and thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Goodbye, Governor. Freaky Friday.
Bye.
Bye. You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss the Olympics, let's go!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.